Hello, and welcome to another Trev and Ben podcast.
Hello.
You all right?
Not too bad, you?
Yeah, I've had an okay week, but I've it's all becoming unravelled, my New Year resolutions to not drink so much.
Oh.
I've had a boozier week.
Oh, good.
No, it's not oh good. I'm supposed to be better at that.
Oh, well.
But I've been out, well, basically the last two nights I've been out drinking. I'm going out drinking again tomorrow and then Sunday.
Wow.
It's not a good week.
No, I disagree. It sounds heaven to me.
I think we'll write it off as a week in terms of the new year plan.
Yeah.
We'll just write this week off.
Doesn't matter.
But I ended up doing a pub quiz in the week.
Ooh, we like a good pub quiz.
We had no intention of doing it. So I'm at a pub with my mates and the woman comes around and says, we're doing a pub quiz tonight. Would you like to be involved? And initially we said, no, it's okay. We won't bother.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was sort of begging us in the end, please. So we said, okay, £2 each, we'll go in.
Oh, it's paid for.
£2 each to go in.
Okay.
And then obviously that all goes into the prize pot. But it was the first time they've ever done one at this pub.
Right.
I've got to say, she said to us, because one of my mates was looking at his watch saying, I've really got to get going soon, so I can't really join in. And she said, oh, no, it's a quick quiz. That was a lie. I mean, there weren't too many rounds, but honestly, the gaps between questions, I could have gone out and built another pub.
Oh, really?
Between some of them. It was ludicrous.
Oh, dear.
You know, when you sit there, come on.
Well, the first pub quiz, teething problems and all that. Give them a chance.
There were only three teams.
Oh, come on.
It was just the three of us. Three teams taking part.
So, best case scenario, you might have to... How many people in your team?
There was four of us.
So you might have to split, what, 18 quid between four people?
Well, we came second.
Okay.
We ended up having to split £6.
Team name?
Well, because we're learning Makaton together,
yeah,
we called it Sign of the Times.
Sign of the Times, very
good.
Sign
of the Times. And we came second out of the three.
Second out of the three. So what was your prize money?
We got £6.
Oh, you said that, yeah. £6 divided by four people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's worth it.
Well, it's just gone back into the...
Didn't even get your £2 back.
No, we just put it back in the kitty for next time. Next time we're there.
Okay.
And we do the pub quiz again. And basically, we showed ourselves up a little bit because they had a thing where you could... it was like play your joker sort of thing, but they called make mine a double.
Okay.
So she told us the names of the rounds beforehand, and then you could choose which one was going to be the round that you would go double on.
So for anyone who doesn't know pub quizzes, when you play your joker or double up, that's when you pick, this is the round where we think we're the most confident and we're going to get twice as many points for these questions.
So there were only four rounds that you could pick from, although there were six rounds in total.
Okay.
You couldn't go double on the picture round or the music round.
Fair enough.
But there was general knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
There was food and drink.
Yep.
Words beginning with B.
Okay.
And sport.
Okay, knowing you,
yeah,
I think you went for sport.
We did go for sport.
There you go.
We did go for sport, and we shouldn't have done because it was our worst round. I mean, we made an absolute hash of it.
Right.
It was embarrassing.
Were there any controversial questions? Because there's always at least one question that gets people riled up. That's not fair. Trick question.
But. No, not really. There was one moment when they were being marked. And the thing about a pub quiz is I know that there's a level of seriousness with which it should be taken.
Yeah, of course.
But some people take it too far, considering there are only three teams, right?
Yeah.
So one of the sports questions, I can't remember the name of the team, but it was what sport do, I think it was Racing Metro play?
Oh, blimey.
What sport do Racing Metro play?
I have absolutely no idea. Is racing a relevant clue?
Not really, no.
I'll say baseball.
No, okay. No, it's rugby, or specifically rugby union.
Ah, I see.
But we just put rugby. So when it came to the marking, I heard someone say, they've only put rugby.
That would have been me. I have done that.
I was sitting there thinking, oh, fuck off, mate.
Yes.
Fuck off.
I'm very used to people telling me to fuck off.
The quizmaster gave it to us.
Good.
But then there was another question. I can't remember the actual question, really. I think it was something...
How pissed were you?
Well,
this was, what, last night?
No, it was two nights ago.
Oh, two nights ago.
But I've been pissed since then as well. So it's all a bit of a distant memory. There was one question. This was in the food and drink category. It was something like, What is the black tea originally from a mountainous range in China or something like that?
Wow, these are hard.
They were quite hard. Do you know what that is?
Honestly, no.
Come on, you're the king of tea. You and your teapot.
Unless the answer is Sainsbury's loose leaf, then I don't think I know the answer.
Well, you never go posh tea. Come on. Well, it's something like, is it Lapsang Souchon?
I've never heard of it.
I think it's Lapsang Souchon.
Okay.
Right? So I didn't have a clue, but one member of our team, he said that I think it's Lapsang Souchon. So let's go with it. Right. So I scribbled the answer down. Right. And again, when it came to the marking, I think because I'd spelt it wrong.
Oh, come on.
I heard someone go, excuse me.
Now, I'm a pedant, but if you've made a good stab at spelling Lapsang Souchon.
Oh, I was so pissed because she only gave us half a point.
No.
Yeah.
Misspelling Lapsang Souchon.
Well, I think that's the one we only got half point on because that was ridiculous. The one I heard someone go, I spelled it wrong. Oh, I was furious.
So the marking wasn't done on the honour system. You all had to swap papers.
We all had to swap papers. Yeah. And, and I was being... can I just say bullied by some of my teammates, by some of my own teammates because of my handwriting? So fuck them.
Well, to be fair...
I'm not writing the answers next time. They can do it.
Your handwriting is appalling.
It's not appalling. It is. What do you mean it's appalling?
It is. It looks like someone's tied a pen to a chicken and let it loose on a piece of paper.
I can read it.
You can. No one else can.
Well, no one else needs to.
I do think, you know, I'll be the first to say, I would put my hand up and say, well, rugby union, rugby league, what do they mean here? I would not, though, be so pedantic to pull you up on the spelling of Lapsang Souchon.
Well, I think that's what they did.
That's harsh.
Fucking arseholes. Pissed off about it. So I'm going to test out. I've got one question from each of the... just before we get on to these, can I just say my proudest moment of the night?
Yes.
Was on the picture round, which was famous pools.
Wow.
And there was, I think, 20 pools on the pictures. And we did exceptionally well on that round. My crowning moment of the night was getting Paul Zenon.
Paul Zenon?
Who's a magician.
Wow.
And that at least in my teammates' eyes gave me a little bit of kudos.
Good.
There was also Paul Hardcastle. There was a picture of Paul Hardcastle.
Okay.
I don't know if the quizmaster realised, but she'd left his name on there. Not left it there, but the picture she'd chosen had him sitting at piano with a poster next to him with his name on.
Oh, I mean, rookie mistakes.
You know, that helped us. So look, I'm going to go through. I've got a question from each of the rounds here.
And can you remember the whole question?
Well, I've rewritten them in the way that I can sort of remember them.
Good.
Okay.
Let's have them.
So, this is the round we should have played our double on, the food and drink round, because okay. We did quite well on this. Quite an easy question, I think. What is the name of the vegetable often referred to as lady's finger?
I don't know.
Ooh.
A lady's finger.
Lady's finger. Often used in Indian cooking, Asian cooking.
I feel like I've heard of it.
Yeah, of course you've heard of it.
I'll have to pass on that one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. It's okra.
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 Okay.
Yeah. You know, the sort of green thing. Although, again, I did show myself up a little bit amongst my teammates because I was like, oh, isn't that also, what's that thing? Isn't it also asparagus? And I just got a look and went, no.
Yeah, that's
but I was convinced that that was the same thing.
Okra and asparagus are not the same thing.
I'm sure all the times I've had it in curries and stuff, I always thought, oh, I like these aubergines. not aubergines, asparagus.
And this was your best round, was it?
I mean, aubergine, asparagus, basically.
Same thing.
Same thing, isn't it, really?
Again, no.
Okay. Right, let's give you a question from the round of words beginning with B.
Okay.
What B is a broom made of twigs tied round a stick?
Brush?
No. I mean, you've gone straight in with... I didn't know this, by the way. Have had a clue.
Is that not a right answer?
Well, no, I mean...
It is a brush.
Yeah, that's not the right word. That's not the word.
Hang on.
Oh, here we go. Would you... excuse me.
No, seriously.
Excuse me. I put brush. That must give me the points. Honestly, mate.
Describe it again.
You would have got nothing for that.
Describe it again.
What B is a broom made of twigs tied round a stick? It's a specific... It's like your witch's broom. You know your witch's broom?
Yeah.
Right? It's not a brush.
Well, it kind of is.
No, here we go. No wonder you're barred from most pub quizzes in the end.
What was the answer?
It's a besom.
A besom?
A B-E-S-O-M. Besom.
Never heard of it.
I didn't know that. I've heard of it. Once it was said to me, I'm like, oh, yeah, but I would never have known it.
No.
Without being prompted. So, right, you're not doing well so far.
I'm doing terribly.
Okay, all right, we'll give you one from the general knowledge round. What was the first country to legalise marijuana?
Oh, come on.
Now, this was one of the questions that, honestly, from her asking the question, and then getting to the next question must have been 10 minutes.
Seriously?
There was so much pissing about, considering there were only three teams. And she kept saying, anyone want any clues? No! No, we don't want clues. And her clues, by the way, were shit.
Really?
Yes.
Like, well, I'll have a stab at the answer.
Okay,
but,
go on.
I'll say Holland.
No, you see, that would have been my thought.
Okay.
And then maybe the USA would have been my thought.
Now, give me the clue.
Her clue was, it's not a normal holiday destination, and it's quite a long way away.
That's not a helpful
that
clue.
That was the clue she gave.
That's not a helpful clue.
And then, like, you know, another 5 minutes went. She went, everyone ready to move on? No, well, just remind you, it's not a normal holiday destination. It's like, Jesus, this is no good, love.
So
come
what was
on.
The answer?
Uruguay.
Oh, okay.
Amazingly, Uruguay is the place to go to if you want to get off your tits. Legally.
So I think I'm 0 for 3 here.
0 for 3. And finally, I'll give you the one from the sport round. Sue Brown was the first woman to compete in which male water-based sport?
Ooh.
Or I should say water-based competition, I think was the word she used, not sport.
Water, what's the difference between sport?
Well, no, I'm just, it doesn't matter. Oh, here we go again.
Think it well.
Come on, Jared, stop questioning the quizmaster and crack on with an answer.
Polo. Water polo.
Water polo. No, no.
Banana boat.
Funny enough, right, here's a weird thing. Right? Again, in the round beginning with B, she asked some question about what's the name of a nation that's a small nation that's run by a small minority government or some weird thing like that, right? And the answer was Banana Republic. Boy, didn't put that up at Bolsheviks. Right, Sue Brown, come on, Sue Brown. First woman to compete in which male water-based competition?
Which male water-based competition? Is it a solo event or a team thing?
Again, right, you want clues. It's a team thing.
Okay, and it's not polo.
It's not water polo, no.
Synchronized swimming.
Considering that was probably more a female sport first, that's very unlikely.
I don't know.
Right, we actually had said the right answer in our deliberations, but we discarded it. So we went for the America's Cup.
What is that even?
That's a sailing, yachting.
Oh, sailing, right.
Race.
Okay.
Right, so we put the America, which was wrong. But the answers, amazingly, the answer is boat race.
And you weren't allowed sailing?
It's the university boat race is the answer.
Right.
Now, we mentioned that in our deliberations, but we discarded it because you have the women's race and then the men's race.
So she competed in the men's race?
No. Well, this annoyed me, actually. This is where I got annoyed. But not at the time. I got annoyed afterwards.
Okay.
Because, we'd had a few drinks by then. You go, okay, fair enough, she was in the boat race. And then when I got home, I thought, well, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Because there's a women's race. So it would have been weird to put a woman in the men's race. So I looked it up.
And hang on a minute. Just go back. What was the question all over again?
Sue Brown was the first woman.
Well, bollocks. I mean, if she was the first woman to compete in the women's race,
well, no,
then that means it's one woman sailing against nobody.
No, listen, right? To compete in which male water-based competition?
But she didn't.
Well,
she competed in the women's.
No, she didn't.
What?
No, because this is what I mean. I had to go and look it up because that's not what she did. Was she...
Oh, I bet I know.
What, go on.
I bet she was the cox.
She was the cox.
There you go.
She was the first woman to cox the... Don't laugh. Oh, come on.
Sorry.
We're better than that.
I know.
No, we're not. We're not better than that, if you heard last week's. So she was the first woman to be the cox in the mail. I'm not sure I thought that was a bit of a crappy question and a bit of a... shoddy answer, frankly.
Yeah.
But there we go.
Well, it wasn't a shoddy answer. I mean, it was the correct answer.
It wasn't
to a shoddy question.
No, but I wish she'd explained it. You know what I mean? I wish I'd been... Where was that bloke? Where was the spelling pedant? That guy? could you explain it, please? Yeah. Where was he when I needed him? Twat.
I heard an absolutely incredible story the other day.
Oh, yeah?
It was about a man who was lost at sea. In pretty much the ocean. And he was a French guy who basically got pissed
right.
And had fallen off his boat. And I don't know if he was, you know, just not noticed at the time, but he was essentially stranded in the middle of the ocean. And he managed to tread water, I'm assuming for the first few hours, still pissed, for 11 and a half hours.
That's quite a feat, isn't it?
Yep.
To tread water pissed.
Yep.
And then sober. Mind you, I would imagine the moment you fall in, you're sober up.
But you, I suppose, so?
you know, biologically, you'd still be pissed, wouldn't you?
Yeah, for a while, yeah.
Yeah. Did Sue Brown pop up?
No, she didn't, but someone did. Leonardo DiCaprio did.
Sorry, I thought you said Leonardo DiCaprio.
After 11 and a half hours at sea, basically, I think Leo was on a boat somewhere, and they said...
Leo, listen to you.
Oh, yeah, me and him, like this.
Leo.
So they basically said, there's a man missing at sea. So yeah. Leo was, you know, sailing to wherever he was going, and his boat decided, we're going to look for this guy. And after 11 and a half hours, found him and fished him out of the water and saved his life.
Oh, fair play, Leo.
Yeah, the doctors had said, you know, any more time in the water, he had minutes left, he was gonna die. He was extremely exhausted, dehydrated. But I just thought, 11 and a half hours in, if Leonardo DiCaprio fished you out of the ocean, you'd think, I'm dead.
Yeah,
I'm dead. This is, you know, I've died and gone to heaven because I'm having a vision that star of Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio, is fishing me out of the ocean.
You'd at least think you're hallucinating. I think a bit of a stretch to think you've died and gone to heaven, because what, I mean, if that's your assumption that Leonardo DiCaprio is the man beckoning you to eternal happiness.
You would definitely think you were hysterical.
You would. You would think that this isn't reality.
Mm.
Please tell me that Celine Dion was playing on the stereo on the boat.
You know, I'm sure Leo has a great sense of humour, but I think time was of the essence. But I like to think he might
have been in there 11 and a half hours. There's a few more seconds just to queue up Celine Dion. My heart will go on.
It would have been worth it. It would have been totally worth it. Although, he's got some amazing press for this story, obviously.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if in those crucial seconds, while Leo's, you know, queuing up on his iPhone, my heart will go on, this bloke cops it.
It's a good joke, but it's worth his life. It's worth the risk. I'll tell you what, I'd do that. If I was Leo, I'd be... I mean, to be honest, how long has it taken him to find him?
I don't know how long it took Leo to find him in his boat, but I do know he was in the water for 11 and a half hours.
So, I mean, it's a long time. So I'm not even saying that he needs to be queuing up right as he gets to him.
He's got
time to have got that ready.
He could have been doing it on the way, just in case.
Presumably it's his ringtone anyway.
You'd have thought so.
Just get his mate to phone. So how did this bloke... We don't know how he fell in. He just fell overboard,
He was pissed and fell overboard. I'm not quite sure what happened to his boat, or whether they noticed he was gone or what happened, but an incredible set of story.
Well,
amazing.
It's good on Leo, that's what I say. But I tell you what, right, I think people that spend a lot of time on boats, frankly, tough shit. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean tough shit?
Well, do you know what, if you're going to get pissed on a boat and you fall in, kind of your own fault, isn't it, really? Do you know what I mean? Well, the thing is, I'll tell you why I'm a little bit anti the boat people.
The boat people?
The boat, but no, that makes it sound like I'm racist or something. So, no, I'm not against boat people. I'm just against... I'm basically against, you know, Hooray Henrys.
Oh, I see.
Who turn up and go... I'm not basically...
You're digging yourself a hole.
I'm digging myself. I'm not saying this bloke deserved to be drowned. I'm not saying that.
Well, thank you for that.
I'm not saying that.
No, I think I know what you mean. You wouldn't like the posh twat who gets himself stuck up a mountain and needs mountain rescue to come and save him.
Or just... I was on holiday once in Cornwall, in a little fishing village, and they had there was a regatta taking place. So all these... I wasn't there for that, I just happened to be there. So all these sort of people came in on their different boats, and I'm in the pub one night on my own, just sitting there chilling out, and these couple of Hooray Henrys pop their head in. And they're like, you know, all that kind of, my boat, I'm coming on my boat, all that bollocks, right? And this is a little fishing village, a little Cornish place, and we're in this pub. And and you could see the guy behind the bar going, oh, Jesus, here they fucking come. Bunch of twats. And it was the way they went, barman.
Barman.
I think they said barman. They might have even said barkeep.
I hope not.
I don't think they did, but that in my head is what they said. I think they probably went, barman, give us some scrumpies and put some gin in it. It's traditional. Ugh. And I must admit, at that point, I thought, I hope you fall off your fucking boat. It's not, I mean, I'm not a Cornishman, but that's not traditional. I've never heard of that, sticking gin in a scrumpy.
No.
And again, the bloke behind the bar, his face was a picture. You could just see him going, I hope you sink. Exciting bit of history news this week.
Yeah.
This is an amazing thing. So scientists have been able to resurrect the voice of a 3,000-year-old Egyptian priest by recreating his vocal tract with a 3D printer.
I saw this story. It's incredible.
Right. I mean, it's amazing to think that with this technology, basically, if I was to, unfortunately, on the way home today, be killed.
Keep it light, mate.
No, I'm just saying that if the worst should happen on my way home today,
yeah,
and this was the last podcast I could do with you, you could just, before I'm cremated, you could get my vocal tract 3D printed.
Yeah.
And presumably you could then program it to say whatever. So the podcast would continue.
Do you not think your family might find that a touch harrowing just before, you know, the funeral, I come in and slice your larynx out of your throat?
Well, no, you're not slicing it out, are you? You take a 3D scan of it, or I suppose you go into some sort of MRI thing.
Yeah.
And then they can recreate my vocal tract and then print it off. I don't think it's my wishes.
Yeah, I mean,
so my family would have to accept that that's my wishes.
Fine. I mean, it's an incredible use of technology.
It is an incredible use of technology. So the Egyptian priest's name is Nesyamun. I don't know if that's how you say it. It could be Nesyamun.
It could be, yeah.
I don't know how you say it. So his coffin was inscribed with true of voice when he died. So his voice is said to have been a vital tool to carry out his duties at the state temple.
Wow.
In Egypt.
Important guy.
Oh, very important man. And he expressed a desire to still be heard once in the afterlife.
And now he will be.
So, well, he's not being heard in the afterlife, is he? Well, we don't know.
Well,
that,
well, he's dead, presumably.
Yeah, well, but this isn't the afterlife, is it?
Well,
if we're hearing his voice now, that's not the afterlife. I've got to say, though, having heard the noise that they got out of this,
yep,
I don't see that. I don't know what this cost to do, but I'm very disappointed. Do you want to hear the noise that they got out of this? Are you ready for this? That's it.
What a fucking disappointment that is.
I mean, they could have had him telling us something of interest. You know, I mean, I know they're not getting into his conscience, but they could have at least come up with something better than just, you know.
I don't know. I mean, it sounds
harsh. How do we know
that?
How do we know that's him anyway? I mean, that could have just been the scientist going, look, we fucked this up, boys. We ain't got it working. Just get in there and go, just do that.
You know what this really reminded me of when I heard this?
Yeah.
I know you don't play Minecraft.
No, I don't.
But you can come across...
Because I'm not 12.
I play Minecraft. you can come across villagers in Minecraft, and right, it sounds exactly the same to me.
Really?
Yeah, have a listen.
Okay.
I mean, it's similar, isn't it?
It's the same. That's exactly the same. Hang on. Right, let's put those back to back. So this is the 3,000-year-old mummy. And this is the villager from Minecraft.
See?
I mean, have they just nicked that?
They might have.
Have they just got... Maybe that... When they said, you know, we fucked this up, boys, get in and do it. They go, well, just nick a bit from Minecraft, mate.
No one will know.
No one will know. Just say it's a 3,000... Now, apparently, the reason they just got... from the priest is something to do with his tongue.
His tongue wasn't involved.
All right, Mr. Science. Tell me why then. Come on.
Well, why are they blaming his tongue? They did a scan of his larynx. It had nothing to do with his tongue.
Well, they're very honest about it. They said, look, we can only currently produce a single vowel sound. They say it's somewhere between bed and bad. Can I just have a listen to this again? Tell me if you think this is the word bed or bad is being said here.
I'll tell you what I'm hearing. I'm hearing
And it's not believed to be an exact fit for his voice.
No shit.
Due to much of his tongue being lost over the past few thousand years. So presumably, without a tongue, all you can do is...
What? Maybe I've misunderstood something then. I thought they basically... stop it. I thought they made a sort of 3D print of his larynx.
Yeah.
And then sort of passed air through it.
Yes. But, well, so yes, what, exactly.
But they put it back in his body and then did it? And they're saying that noise came out of his mouth?
No, I don't...
Well, then what's the tongue got to do with it?
Well, I don't know. Well, presumably they would need to take... I don't know.
You don't know, do you?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just telling you what I know.
But you'd be really furious, wouldn't you? If you were the person who'd given these scientists this grant, you know, thousands of pounds to do this.
Yeah.
And that was the result.
Well, yeah, because you can imagine the excitement at the first meeting. When they went to, I mean, I don't know how this stuff works. When you apply for a grant, when you go and pitch, you know, it's like Dragon's Den, you know. So you got four people sitting there with cash in their hand, and you go and you say, "Hi, yeah, I tell you what, we've got this 3,000-year-old mummy here, and everything about this mummy was to do with his voice. So we want to do this thing where we recreate his vocal tract." And get him to speak again.
Now, that sounds exciting.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm straight in.
And then I want to hear the returns on my business, you know, yeah. Get my investment
so
back.
What's
the finished product? What have we got, boys?
Here we are three years later. So it's like, hi, we're back. We've completed it. Thank you very much for the squillions of pounds you gave us to do this. We're really excited to give you the result. Are you ready to hear the result?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is what we've achieved with all the money you gave us. I mean... You've got to say, worth every penny.
You said you've had a bit of a boozy week recently.
Well, this week's been particularly boozy, yes.
Have you ever woken up to find evidence of the night before that you'd completely forgotten?
In what sense? Like bringing back a cutout of Batman or that sort of thing?
Specifically, the things you get up to when you're pissed with Google, for example.
Sometimes you sort of look back at what you've checked, I suppose. Yeah.
Because I found a really nice thread on the internet of people responding with things they've been Google searching when they were pissed. And then the next morning they've looked at their search history and found some really weird questions they've been asking.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I'll do, right? I'm just going to search my recent searches. Considering I've had a couple of nights pissed. Okay, so here's my recent searches.
Let's go.
What kind of dog was Cujo?
Okay.
He was St. Bernard.
Okay, good.
What else have I got here? I've just put Jeremy Bamber gay. I think that's because I'm watching The White House.
Okay.
Do you know the Jeremy Bamber case?
I don't.
It's a terrific drama. Jeremy Bamber was, I think, back in about 1983. He was convicted for shooting his entire family. But I think he tried to set up his sister and tried to get it done as a murder-suicide.
Right.
And then the drama depicts him and his girlfriend after the murders, and he's behaving very bizarrely. And then his old mate turns up, and their first meeting is very touchy-feely, shall we say.
Right.
So I obviously was looking up that, whether he was gay.
Okay.
How old's Margarita Taylor?
How old is Margaret Taylor?
I think she's 46.
Okay.
It's going to be a fine night tonight. I don't know what that means.
That's not a question. You're just making statements to Google.
Just put that in.
Okay.
And where is Father Brown filmed?
Wow.
So those are my last few questions into Google.
I like them. They're very odd. I have found some absolute belters, though. These are some of the examples I found online of people looking back at their search history from the night before.
Okay.
Someone asked Google, is the iceberg that killed the Titanic still alive?
Still alive?
Yeah.
That's an extraordinary use of that phrase, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I mean, it's not a living... Well, I mean, could you argue that an iceberg is a living thing?
I don't think so.
It's not a breathing thing, is it?
I also like the idea that it killed the Titanic.
Yeah. It was a premeditated act. Is there an answer to that, by the way?
Yes, there is an answer, unbelievably. It has melted some years ago.
Okay, so, yeah, that's sadly, a surprise, considering it's 108 years since the Titanic sank.
Yeah, so sadly that iceberg is no longer with us. Someone else looked up, does drinking carrot juice give you a tan?
Wow. Surely not.
I don't think it gives you what we'd think of as a tan, but I think it can change your complexion of your skin.
Can it?
Yeah, I think like tomato juice and I think all stuff like that.
You don't go orange though, do you?
There was an episode of Scrubs where someone went orange. Do you remember the sitcom Scrubs?
Yeah.
But no, that you'd have to drink something that made you skin go red and something which make you go yellow, and that might give you an orangey color. I don't know if that's based on real science or not.
I was gonna say Donald Trump must drink a lot of the stuff if that's the case.
Someone else had googled is armpit sniffing an actual job. Turns out it is.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It's not a job.
Well, someone here looked it up. Apparently, someone told them it when they were pissed, and then they looked it up, and yep, it's a real thing. I don't know why. Here's a classic one here. Someone saying, my friend tricked me into Googling blue waffle once.
Oh, God, I've fallen for that.
Yep, that's a mistake. And if you're tempted to look it up and you're not familiar with it, just don't.
It's not real.
What do you mean it's not real?
It's not a real thing.
You're kidding.
No, see, I was in a pub once.
You know what? If anyone doesn't know, how can they not Google it now?
Well, exactly. And someone said to me, have you Googled blue waffle? So I blue-balled it. So I Googled it and absolutely horrified by what I found. But I think I've discovered recently that it's not real. It's not a proper thing.
Oh.
I'm going to Google that right now while you do some more Google things.
Okay.
I've got to search blue waffle now.
Oh, God. Right. Somebody was asking Google the night before, what's my geography teacher's name? Now, Google is an
excellent... That's a very specific thing.
Google's an excellent resource, but I think you're asking a bit too much of it with that one, don't you think?
Well, yes, of course. Of course. I mean, if it came up with that, that would be incredible.
Someone else asked Google one night, if My Little Ponies are all girls, how do they breed?
It's a fair point.
It is a fair point.
I mean, they don't breed because they're plastic. So yeah. I mean, really, I started off, but isn't that weird, right? I started off going, oh, that's a good question. And then realizing that it's a ridiculous question because they're plastic. So there's no mating going on.
And then my favorite one, although it's troubling at times, is just someone's basically just put a list of the things.
Oh, sorry, I just got blue waffle.
Oh God,
why
I'm glad
have
I can't
done
see
it?
Your screen.
Why have I done that? Oh, God.
And is it real? Is it a real thing?
Hang on, let me. Blue waffle disease is a fictional.
Oh, thank God.
Sexually transmitted disease that is said only to affect females. Waffles is a slang for. Well,
yes,
we don't need to go any further.
No, we
than
don't.
That.
So, what someone's done here on this, they've made a list of their pissed searches.
Yeah.
And I'll just go through them. And this is troubling, I think, but odd. So, I'll just give you the list of their searches. Micropenis. Porta potty Dubai. Murder scene photos / various cases. How to know when your marriage is over. Why do I dream about a childhood ex? Dogs for rehoming.
Wow. Is this just one person?
Yep.
Was that all in one night?
They do follow up with the question, am I a psycho?
I don't know. I mean, there's a weird list there. I mean, the thing is, right, there are things there that I can imagine we've all Googled.
Hmm.
Like crime scene photos. There's a morbid curiosity. I've done that.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I always regret it straight away. It's like, why have I done that? Why have I looked at that? I tell you, when I do it, it's because I'm into these true crime things.
Yeah.
So I'm watching one at the moment, Inside the Mansion on Sky Crime. And it's an amazing story. It's about this woman that was found hanged from her balcony. And it all happened a couple of days after... her six-year-old stepson died in the house.
Ooh.
And her legs and arms were bound. So it doesn't seem like it was suicide.
No.
So they're looking into that. And I couldn't help myself. I went
this
and Googled
is a bit dark,
it.
Isn't it, Trent?
I'm sorry, but I couldn't help it. I was like, you know, they blurred it out. I kind of need to see it. And then I regretted it.
I bet you did.
It's like, why did I want to? I don't want to see that.
No, it is morbid curiosity, though, isn't it?
There is. It's a weird thing, isn't it? What about, like, pissed buying?
Pissed buying.
Like you go on Amazon when you're pissed and buy things. Have you ever bought anything weird or forgotten that you've ordered?
I have not done it myself, but you'd be surprised the amount of people who I deliver to, who I hand them a parcel and they'll think, the hell is this?
What's this?
Especially when it's a really unusual shape.
That's really annoying because you never know what it is.
I know.
Are you ever tempted to just sort of...
I really was once, because it was like a sort of...
But I suppose you're looking after Her Majesty's Royal Mail, so that would be treason, presumably.
It was like a 6-foot cylindrical pole, and I handed it to her, and yeah. She said, "What on earth is this?" I said, "I don't know."
So she didn't know?
No. And she said, "I don't know what I've ordered." And then I had to sort of go, and I wanted to say, "Well, go on, open
it. Go on, what is it?
Tell us." Tell us.
Yeah, share it.
So it's frustrating at times because you really want to know. Have you bought anything pissed?
The only thing I've really done pissed was I've done two things pissed. One was book tickets to the opera.
The opera?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was with a friend of mine, and we got talking. This was the early hours of the morning. We'd been drinking all night, and she said to me, "Have you ever been to the opera?" And I said, "No." She said, "Would you like to go?" And I don't know, it seemed like a good idea at that time in the morning. So I got on the computer, found where the nearest one was in London, and booked up to go and see an opera.
Did you go?
We did go.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
What opera was it?
I can't remember. I think it was La Boheme.
Okay. That means nothing to me. I don't really know why I asked.
Yeah, I was going to say, remember that, like, you're suddenly an opera expert. Oh, that one, yeah. Oh, I love that big. Thankfully, it was... I think there were subtitles.
What?
They have above the stage, they have the thing subtitled.
Oh, okay.
So you can see, you can understand what was going on. Oh, I think that was some of it. I think some of it they translated into English as well. But to be honest with you...
Putting up foreign subtitles is hardly helpful, is it?
No, they didn't put up foreign subtitles. I think some of it was in English and some of it wasn't.
Oh, some of the opera was in English. I thought you meant some of the subtitles were in English. Surely they all need to be in English.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always pointless.
So what was the second thing you bought?
Again, tickets.
Oh, God.
To the Chuckle Brothers.
Oh, the Chuckle Brothers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and my mate got really pissed, and we were talking about going, and ended up booking it.
Wow.
We did go as well.
You went?
We went to the Chuckle Brothers. They were fucking great, I've got to tell you. I mean, massive fan of the Chuckle Brothers. And this is not that long ago. It's only about 13 years ago.
That's quite a long time ago.
Yeah, but considering I'm 42, you know.
You were too old to be at the Chuckle Brothers
gig.
I was
too old to be at a Chuckle Brothers gig, but I fucking loved it. So as we mentioned, I've had a boozy week.
You have.
So I was in a pub last night with a mate of mine, and we decided to get a bite to eat while we were in there.
Nice.
And I know that you're a bit of a foodie, so I just wanted to run a couple of things by you that was on their menu.
Okay.
And I tried one of these, so I just wanted to see what you might think of these. So one of them was, if you want a burger, you can have a chicken burger or just a normal burger. By the way, they go up to a quadruple burger in this place.
Ooh.
I mean, that's... just huge, isn't it?
That's too much.
But you can have your burger with sticky barbecue sauce and cheesy Wotsits.
Hang on a minute. I was with you up until Wotsits.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I just thought, when I saw that, I thought, well, that's obviously just a bit of flavouring they put in, a bit of cheese flavouring or something. But I went for the chicken burger with a smoky bacon flavour glaze.
Good so far.
With a Monster Munch crunch.
Hang on a minute. We've gone weird again.
So I thought, oh, again, there might be just a hint of, like, what's the best Monster Munch?
Pickled onion.
Pickled onion.
Obviously.
So I thought there'll be a hint of pickled onion. The burger came, it was genuinely Monster Munch in there.
They put crisps in your burger.
Yeah, yeah, in the burger. And I've got to tell you, it worked. It worked.
Really?
Absolute treat. Chicken burger with some Monster Munch in, but I think, I don't know what flavour it was. That didn't come through particularly, but it kind of worked.
You're kidding.
Honestly.
It was good.
It was good.
I'm half tempted to try it now.
And then I downloaded their menu, because in the pub I wasn't really paying that much attention to the pictures. So now I've got the pictures. They've got a picture of the quadruple burger with Wotsits in it. So they genuinely put Wotsits in the burger.
Well, I mean, they must do it for a reason. People buy it.
Well, it's just, they must have just had a bit of an experimental chef in the pub. Thought, let's give this a go. Or maybe they just overordered on some Wotsits and Monster Munch and thought, Jesus, we've got to get rid of these.
Got to shift them.
Stick them in the burgers, mate. Stick them in the burgers. So I'm going to recommend you try that.
Okay.
This is a pub. I've never come across this anywhere else. I'm imagining this is the only pub that does this. But give it a go at home. Why not?
I think I will.
So it got me thinking about other weird foods. I know we did food tasting a few weeks back.
Yeah.
And I think we're due for another food tasting soon.
Okay.
From our things that we've never tried or perhaps, might want to retry.
Yeah.
So I doubt I could get hold of this, but in Ecuador, you can buy guinea pig flavoured ice cream.
No, thank you. Won't be trying that.
You haven't even thought about it.
I'm not going to think about it.
Absolutely no. What if I ordered some?
No.
Would you try it?
I would not.
It's just the flavour of guinea pig. I don't know.
How have they obtained the flavour of guinea pig?
Well, I'm imagining. Well, they eat guinea pig.
I'm not trying it.
It's probably just the essence of guinea pig.
Not enough money in the world. No.
It probably just tastes a bit like pork or chicken, like chicken ice cream or pork ice cream.
Pass.
Just, you're not trying. Okay, well,
next.
I'm going to see if I can order some. I'm going to see if I can get some of that. And I doubt I can get this because this is from the future.
But what?
a time traveler has revealed what we'll eat in 2075.
Okay, and what is it?
It's just basically white balls of tiny white balls of stuff. They look like
that's specific.
They look like polystyrene balls out of it, you know, like out of a beanbag or something.
Yeah,
that's what they look like. He showed us a photograph of them in a pot.
Mm.
But you've got to listen to what he says. He says, "I'm going to show you food, actual food from the future. Here is actual food from the year 2075," and he then produces a jar filled with these sort of pellets, which, like I say, look like these sort of polystyrene balls. And he says, each one would enable you to stay healthy and alive for another day.
Okay.
So
I thought you were going to say for another 50 years or something, but no.
No, just for another day.
Another day.
So there's me thinking that the food of the future is, you know, what sits in a burger, Monster Munch in a burger. It's polystyrene balls.
Lovely.
Well, there we go. And another Trev and Ben podcast comes to a close. I don't know why I said it like that.
No, very sad the way you said it.
Yeah, well, it is sad, isn't it? You know, like in the old days, they always say things like, well, the clock's beaten us once more time. It's that sort of feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, once again, we've come to the end of our journey of mirth.
Oh, there's always next week.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. We're not going anywhere. And as we've established, even if I die on the way home, you can just print off my larynx and I'll still be here next week. So thank you very much for listening and downloading. By the way, can I just make a little recommendation?
Go for it.
For another podcast. So I've recently discovered one of the best things that I've ever heard. Ever heard.
Ooh.
It's the Richard Herring Leicester Square Theatre podcast.
I'm familiar with it. Rahulastapur.
So there's loads of them. There's absolutely loads of them.
By the way, if you listen to the podcast, Rahulastapur will make sense.
Yes. And it's quite an old one, but I came across the Brian Blessed one.
Have
you heard it?
I haven't heard that one, but I will dig it out.
Oh, it is absolutely phenomenal. And you can also, it's on YouTube as well. It's probably better to watch it if you can, rather than listen to it. But listen to it or watch it. It's about 74 minutes. And the only reason I came across it was somebody in the week tweeted, having a bad day, but just re-listen to this. It is the best 74 minutes of your life. And I would almost concur with that. It is just terrific. Because Brian Blessed is just a genius.
I'll be all over that.
He's slightly mad. I've met Brian Blessed once.
Have you?
I worked with him once.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, he came in to do some... I was just the studio engineer. And he came in to do some whatever he was doing. But he was brilliant. He was telling me all this stuff. You know, like when you think, have I imagined that he said that? Because I remember him telling me that he was training to go to Mars.
I wouldn't put anything past him. He's amazing.
He mentions this on the podcast. It comes up. So I was really pleased it came up on the podcast. I thought, I haven't imagined that. He did tell me he was planning on that. And then I remember him saying the word "bollocks" very loudly in the open plan office that I was in.
Brilliant.
And I sort of had to usher him very quickly into another room. Saying top rate. Anyway, that's a little recommendation for you for another podcast if you've got the time and inclination to do so. So thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch you again next week.
Bye.